I want to talk about in this passage, the right place and the right name. Amen. The right place and the right name. Somebody can write that down. You'll get it in a minute. Yeah, I was thinking about this because a lot of people, like my name is Andre Drumcool Lamar Lee Jr. And we have a lot of names. And when we birth our child, we sit in there. I was watching a long time ago, it's a movie, the cartoon The Lion King. When he was holding up the lion on the mountain, he gave a name because it symbolized some type of importance. So we want to establish the fact that it's something inside of a name. When I named my son Andre Lamar Lee Drumcool Jr., he thought as he grew up that the name sounded kind of funny. It sounded kind of funny to me because I didn't want to be late for school because I didn't want the teacher to mispronounce my name. But as time went by, I got grown up, got a little older and wiser, I began to take pride in the name Drumcool. All right. You know, I began to take pride in the name Drumcool. When you think about what's in the name, think about your name. Every name is based upon the character of the individual as they grow older. And then as we grow older, we go into whether it's the street life or whatever life it is. I remember when I was cripping, I was gangbanging. I was a real aggressive crip. I was one of the ones, I didn't like to say B words. If it started with a B, just acting retarded too, crazy. You don't realize that until you get older. But I was one of the more aggressive ones. And that's why when I get my praise on up there, I'm more a little aggressive. I can be a little aggressive because when I was gangbanging, I gangbanged hard. Yeah, when I was drugging, I wanted to get high. Yeah, I didn't want to get high a little bit. I was an extremist. Either I'm going to be high or I'm not. You know what I mean? And that was one of the things that God, he brought me out of that. Some people never been through nothing to be able to say this, or they too embarrassed. All right. They get embarrassed about whatever you've been through. Yeah, but it's something in the name, and I'm going to get to that. See, God will develop you through your character. I'm going to give you a little insight. When Moses was born in Egypt, he was born in Egypt. Moses was pretty homeless. Moses was homeless. They sent him and they put him in a basket and they sent him on the Nile. He went on the Nile and then the Pharaoh's sister seen him. And she told the servant, take him and nurse him and as our own, as one of us. Because Moses, he grew up as a Pharisee. So in the process of that, Moses was floating. And as he was floating, they pulled him out. And the lady, the first thing she did when she looked at him is she gave him a name. Right. Yeah, she gave him a name. She seen him. She say, he shall be called Moses because he was drawn out of the water.
All right.
Yeah, so Moses means drawn out. It's a significance to your name. Yeah. It's something in the name. See, Moses' people, they sent him in a bush and in the basket, sent him on the Nile, and he was in the right place. She told me to pick up the mic. I ain't even got to that point yet. Yeah, it's coming. Yeah, but he was in the right place. And then he developed a name. They gave him a name. He got the right name, Moses. He was drawn out. See, some of us today, when we look back at our life, God had to draw us out of the water. When he drew us out of the water, he had to give us a new name. See, my name used to be, in the streets, they used to call me Zay. Then when I went to penitentiary, they called me Big Homie Dre. I was never just big, but I used to think I hit hard. You know what I'm saying? But God, he hit a whole lot harder. You see what I'm saying? God will put you in a place to where that name will hold no relevance. See, some of us will go through life, we go through things, and I always talk to myself when I preach. So when I say some of us, if the rock hit, bleed. You know, when I say some of us. But when I used to get in a lot of trouble, I remember I was standing before the judge, and one of the first things I seen, I don't know which time that was. It's been a lot of times. But, I mean, I couldn't tell you which time that was because I can stand before you. I can put on a nice suit my wife body. You know, she going to dress her husband, so it ain't got nothing to do with me. But I just look like this, you know. Yeah, I try to anyway. But anyway, you don't want to get caught up in all that. But I was standing before the judge, and on the judge's bench was a placard. And one of the first things you see when you stand up is his name. Yeah, say the Honorable Judge, I remember Cliff Strickland, looked him right in his eyes. He looked me in my eyes too, looked down at me, and he looked at my name because he told me don't come back to his court no more. Yeah. And when he looked down at the paper, he seen my name. He looked, Then he called my name. When he called my name, I acknowledged him because I knew what my name was. I'm going somewhere with this. So Cliff sat there and looked at me. He had gray eyes, I'll never forget. It was pouring down, raining outside. Looked up at him, and he looked down at me. He said, you back? I said, yes, sir. And back then, I didn't call people sir, ma'am, or nothing, because I was a Crip, gangbanger. We didn't have that type of respect. But I knew his name. Yeah, it was Cliff Strickland. He was the judge. So it was something about his name that made me acknowledge who he was. I'm going somewhere with this. So he turned back around, and he said, the lawyer looked up at him. He said, Your Honor, can we at least request the minimum? The minimum was 5 years. He said, can we? And I knew I was in trouble already. So the minimum sentence they could have gave me was 5 years. So he looked. He said, can we at least request the minimum? Cliff Strickland already had something on his mind. He already had a sentence in mind. So they told me to go over there. I walked over there, stuck my hand on the paper, gave him my handprint. When you give him your handprint, you're gone. So I walked back over there, and I began to try to, he said, you got anything to say? I began to try to tell the judge what a good boy I was. Yeah, I began to try to plead with the judge and let him know that, you know, I had got my GED not too long ago, and you know, I walked across the stage. I had a job I kept for like 3 months. I just kept my job long enough to buy some more dope. You say, yeah, I kept my job because I knew if I can get a job for 30 days or so that the probation people, they won't mess with me. And by the time I get some more dope, I'm good. That was, I'm talking to somebody, somebody.
All right.
Yeah, somebody. Yeah, I knew that. But I knew that, you know. But it was something in that name. So he looked at me. And I looked at him, and we stared eye to eye. It was like a quick 30 seconds. It didn't even take long. It was every bit of 30 seconds. And when we looked at each other, it was like a lifetime. And he said, I sentence you in the Texas Criminal Department of Correction for no less than a period of 20 years. So when he gave me the 20 years, I began to look at him, and I looked at my lawyer, and I heard somebody jump up and cuss. That was my mama. She jumped up and started cussing out the judge. She was going to make it worse, and she didn't even know it. Because she the one that gave me a name. So something was going on there. Yeah, something was going on. So as I went back into the cell, I sat back and they said, well, what did they do for you? I said, man, they gave me 20 years. He said, you lying. The other dude just went in there before you. He had a case way better than yours. They gave him probation. I said, okay. So again, as time went by, I began to realize, right place, right name. Yeah, right place. That's what's going to bring me to this. Right place, right name. See, when Moses got pulled out, the people had something in mind for Moses. Sister Paulette, where'd Paulette go? She left. But the people had something in mind for Moses. Moses' people didn't understand what was going to happen. But Moses had to be in a certain place in order for God to achieve what he wanted to do. Now, don't get me wrong. God didn't need Moses. God, he can do all things. He didn't need Moses. But Moses was at a place in his life where he was being discarded. Yeah, he was being discarded. They wanted to hide him because they didn't want the Pharaohs and the Egyptians to kill him. So they put Moses in a basket, in a bushel, in a basket. And as Moses grew up, Moses knew, he understood. Because the lady that raised him, she was a Hebrew as well. So Moses understood scripture. There was no documented scripture at that particular time, but they had scribes. But the documented scripture was the elders. Right. And I'm going to tell you why. Because in the Bible, when Moses seen the bush, he told him, he say, Moses, the ground that you're walking on is holy ground. See, it was something in Moses we have as human beings, something in our heart and in our mind and our being called a gyrosphere. It's an internal clock. It allows us to know and understand feelings, emotions, everything, but it gives us the timing, the inside, the inner timing. We have a spiritual timing. There's spiritual laws. I want you to know there are spiritual laws and there are physical laws. You see what I'm saying? Spiritual laws enable you to see things that other people don't see. It enables you to experience things that people don't see. It enables you to be able to look beyond the situation into what you know is going to happen because God already set it aside. He said, I call you by your name. Yeah, God knew us before. He gave us a name. You see what I'm saying? But Moses, when God seen him, he told him, he said, hey, don't step past here. This is holy ground. You know, Moses knew the voice. See, Moses hadn't had an encounter until he seen came upon a burning bush. That was his first encounter, physical encounter, as recorded in the Bible with God. Yeah, but how did Moses know? Because the elders, the people that raised him, he was molded around it. Moses knew the names. See, when God came to him, he say, Moses say, hey, God say, I want you to go tell the people who I am. You're gonna lead them out. And Moses was looking at it as just, I'm just Moses. So this is something that Moses said, I don't even speak good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't even figure out. And you want out of all the people, God, you want me. Uh-huh. And that's paraphrasing. He don't say out of all the people, God, in the Bible, because I preach from the Bible.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, out of all the people, Moses had to be wondering, how did you choose me and I can't even talk? So Moses had a reputation amongst the people. See, when the name Moses was brought up, the first thing they said, that's the dude that killed, he killed his brother. So Moses had a rap already. So Moses then did this, how is he going to come back and tell us what to do? The man asked him that in the Bible. Oh, it's you who killed your brother. See, Moses' name, it rang bell. Some of our name rang bell. I go to the hood, they say, hey, man, that's Dre. They know I'm not. No, I'm not. Because God gave me a different name.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right place, right name. So as time went by, I was in the prison house. I was in there. I did a long time. Make a long story short. I began to go back to church. And the choir director, he told me, he said, man, either you're going to gang bang or you're going to play the drum. I said, I want to do a little of both. And he was like, you can't do both. You need to choose. So God began to convict me of things. I was sitting in the cell and he showed me something. We was in a situation where they were shooting. They shooting. And I didn't think nothing about it. And I was driving, and when the guy pulled up, I pulled up in the car. We had let off our shots, all what we had. And the guy stood right there and I looked him in his eyes and he shot. And I was from here to where you are. And when he shot, I stared up at him. And I froze. I couldn't move. He shot, but the bullet didn't touch the window. And I was thinking then, as I sat in that cell, it was years later. And I couldn't do nothing but cry. Because God showed me what happened that night. He showed it back to me in a way that I had never even thought about. You see what I'm saying? Right place, right time. Now I'm getting to the right name. See, what they did to me was, they changed my name from Andre Drumgoole. I was no longer Andre Drumgoole. I was inmate 113-2638. Yeah. They gave me another name.
Yeah.
Andre didn't even mean anything. When they say, get against the wall, inmate, what's your number? 113-2638. I can say it fast now. I never forget it. 113-2638. So Andre Drumgoole had no relevance. But it was something that was being done. It was something brewing that they didn't even know. See, the devil didn't even know what was coming back out here.
Yeah,
he didn't even have a clue.
Yeah.
See, when they changed it to 113-2638, yeah, that's who God was working on. Yeah, God was working because he can take any name, any reputation, any situation, and he can turn it into what he want to turn it into. Yeah, he can turn it. And Moses said, God, I can't even talk. Because the guy told me, he said, boy, you a preacher. I say, no, I ain't doing no preaching, man. He be like, you a preacher, I'm telling you. So then we start having Bible studies. Yeah, we start having Bible studies. I was like, man. He was like, we don't want you to just preach, just exhort, just tell the people, hey. I get up there, and I get in there, and I'm like, hey, just read this scripture. And then as time went by, it went from just reading the scripture to what God said.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Things have changed because God had a plan for 113-2638. That Andre couldn't even think about. See, if it was just Andre Drumgoole, you ain't no telling where I would have been. You see what I'm saying? But 113-2638 had to change. It was some things that was going on that God was brewing. See, when Moses got pulled out the water and he was raised as an Egyptian, there was some things that was happening with Moses that only God can do. So Moses say, so when I got back out, they were like, man, you going to go to church? I'm like, and God is my witness. This is the first church I came to. When I got home. Yeah, when I got home. Yeah, this is the first church I came to. Been here 11 years now. Been out 11 years off parole and everything. But What I'm saying is that God can change anything. See, it's the right place. Sometimes we fall in situations, we get in positions, and they say, well, that ain't nothing but the devil. That's a reaction or a reflection of what we did. Yeah, we want to blame the devil. Devil ain't doing everything. Yeah, he can only do what he can suggest, but he can't touch me. Yeah, he can't touch me. He can suggest. And the first thing we say, well, that ain't nothing but that's not the devil. That's a reaction of what I did. Yeah, we have to face our consequence. The consequence is the consequence because God can take the actual consequence and turn it into something that was good. You see what I'm saying? Back to 1:3:26-38. Yeah, I got to talk about him a little more. Yeah, 11:3:26-38, he started trying to slick it. Then he learned the word a little bit. You know, he learned enough to know how to try to manipulate the word. Yeah, he was something else. Yeah, he tried to manipulate it a little bit.
Yeah,
he tried to contort it into what he wanted it to be.
Okay.
And still under the name or the guise, I can say, of God.
Okay.
Yeah, under the guise of God. But right place. Right place. We was getting somewhere. We was getting somewhere. So he finally got out. So when he finally got out, he found himself in peculiar situations. I remember one time I was sitting in the county for a DUI. And my wife had just left from up there. I say, well, they called my name again. I say, well, who could this be? I say, I just got a visit today. And I looked up. It was my pastor. Yeah. It was my pastor. I say, Pastor, how they let you in? He say, well, I got my little thing. I say, well, I didn't do it. I had did it, though. Yeah, I did it. I say, well, I didn't do it. He say, well, son, that's neither here nor there. He said, I didn't come to be the judge. I just came to pray with you. Yeah, my pastor. Yeah, my pastor. That's my pastor there. That's my pastor. But I remember that time, though, when God, he had a way of working things out. He had a way of working things out. So, and I'm looking at what's in the name. Right place, right name, because God will have a way of reaching us no matter what we are. See, we can be at our most downest spot. We can be in a place in our life that nobody even see a way out for us. People begin to ridicule you and tell you who you are. And you only who you respond to because God has a name for you. You see what I'm saying? Encounter, when Moses encountered that burning bush, that was the first time that he encountered God in the physical. Like I said before, some of us have to have an encounter. But we have to understand and have enough reverence for the name to know that it's only a certain place that we can go. Yeah, it's only certain. God got a place for us to go, but only you can go. But God will tell you, hey, don't step here. Don't step here. Don't get beside yourself. See, when Moses seen it, Moses was in awe. But Moses got pulled out of the water, yeah, and then seen the fire that was burning, but it couldn't be consumed. Yeah, God is a fire that can't be consumed. Yeah, Moses got pulled out of the water. See, Moses was in the right place. Yeah, he was in the right place. Moses understood the assignment.
Yeah, all right.
See, as them youngsters say, he understand the assignment. Moses had to go through some things in order for him to understand the concept of the name, because my name by itself is just a name.
Yeah.
Now, if I put doctor or reverend, that's just a title.
Yeah,
so there's a difference between a name and a title, and people have to understand that. Your name is who you are. You was given that name. A title is what you accumulate over time, whether it be a credential for business, whether it be a gangbanging, a nickname, whatever it might be. But you are, you have to recognize you are who God say you are. See, and until you recognize that you are everybody that God made you to be and everything that he wanted you to be, you are that. And when you recognize that, that's when the change is going to come, because I have realized that I'm not 11:3:26-38. I say, that ain't even my name. Got used to saying it for so long. I was like, okay, man, I'm not big homie, super crip, and all the kind of things they call me. So I begin to act like that.
Yeah.
So we have to recognize what we answer to.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying? But God has set it up for you can be in the right place, but you have to recognize the right name. Now, getting back to Moses real quick, because I'm feeling it now. Now I can hold the microphone. Yeah, now I can hold the microphone.
All right.
Yeah, getting back to what Moses was talking about. Moses was in there. And Moses say, hey, man, I don't know how to talk. I don't know how to do nothing. Who you want me to tell that I am? Because Moses had credibility with them folks, so Moses knew that he can go before them. It was just certain things that Moses couldn't do. Moses had a limitation, a character limitation. It was a limitation on Moses' character because Moses had did some things, and he knew that the people of Israel wasn't going to look at him in the light that God was calling him.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So sometimes the things that we do, look at God, the things that we do, it'll limit us from the people that God wants us to go and reach.
Right.
And it ain't nothing but a little gift. But God say, he say, who do you want me to tell these people that I am, that you are?
Yes.
You want me to just say that I am sent me? And God say, yeah, you tell them I am. Yeah, who am I? He say, I am. God say, tell him I am. He say, so you want me to tell him that I am sent me to come and talk to you? And God said, yeah. And then God began to run some credentials down to him. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, God began to run the credentials down. God say, I'm the God of Jacob. Yeah, I'm the God of Abraham. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The God of Isaac.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? God began to run some credentials down. Because we put it in the box. Moses just going of himself. But when God began to lay credentials down, next to your name, next to his name, then we know there's no limitation to what God can do. See, when I was in the courtroom, I didn't even know God was a lawyer. Yeah, it was a title going on there. When I was in there, I remember I got stabbed in my stomach. I was in there, I say, Lord, if you let me make it, give me one more chance. And I didn't even know God was the doctor. Yeah, I seen them people sitting there doing their thing. I say, well, what if I don't go to sleep? They say, you're going to go to sleep in 3, 2. And next thing you know, I was waking up looking. But I didn't know God was the doctor. When my wife was sick, I say, man, Jermaine, you understand, God was the healer. You see what I'm saying? So what does it encompass when you're dealing with I am? I am can mean anything. I am a healer. I am. So he telling Moses, I am whatever that I need to be concerning you. Yeah, I'm anything I need to be concerning you because there's some things that only God can work out. It's going to take God to work it out. God, I need a lawyer. God, I need a doctor. God, I need a physician. God, my mind ain't right. I need a psychiatrist. God, I need a relationship expert, but I don't want to talk to these folks. God, I need a marriage counselor, but I don't want to talk. And then God say, I am. Yeah, I am. So it's a time in your life where you got to understand that God say, I am. See, God can be whatever you want him to be and whatever you need him to be. See, God is the name. But his title encompasses everything. If I put doctor behind my name, that don't make me a doctor. But God said, I am. So we don't limit God to just being one thing. God is my all in all. Yeah, he's a shepherd. Yeah, God will keep you. How many of you know that God will keep you in the midst of anything? When your family is acting up, the kids is acting up, God can be a babysitter. Yeah, God can also be a disciplinarian. Yeah, when I need him to be, when I'm stepping out of line, guess who's saying it? God. So God can be anything you need him to be, and it's time to be. So Moses, he had to understand that when God say, I am, and you tell him that I am, he telling Moses to tell him, I am everything. Whatever you need, whatever knowledge you need to acquire, I got it. Paul say, I found myself to be a fool. Paul say, he forgot all the knowledge of what himself, what he can contribute to his own brain for the knowledge of Christ. Sometimes we got to let go of ourselves, because when God send you, it ain't you. Physically that he's sending, it's the God that he's in you because you're at the right place and in the right name and you understanding that God timing is what it's supposed to be. Somebody going to talk today. Somebody going to talk. Yeah, God say, I am. See, God don't care. God don't care. He's not concerned about the place that you in right now. See, I can only see it and you can only see it. The people around you see it. But God is more concerned about where he's going to take you. So when he say move, move, because 9 times out of 10, 10 times out of 10, his will is perfect and he done equipped you with everything you need to move forward. So some of us today, right now, is sitting in a place to where we looking at ourselves and saying, God, I ain't ready to do it. And God is telling you to go. And then if you need a little push, you read what the words say in Exodus chapter 3 when God said, I am. Some of us need to understand and go back to the basics so that we can see and get out of ourselves so we can see that I am. And you go inside of your heart and you ask God, God, what do I am mean to me? God going to tell you whatever you need right now. Yeah, whatever you need right now. Somebody looking for something right now, but they already know that I am. You see, somebody done walked through the wilderness. They done walked in the place and they done tread through the water that God pulled Moses about. He pulled Moses. Somebody tread in that same water. Don't even know where to go, but they got to recognize that God say, I am.
Yeah.
See, when God say, I am, that means he encompassed everything that we need to get to where we need to go.
Yes,
yeah, for his name's sake. So somebody needs to understand, I am. I am. Yeah, when God say, I am, Right place. No matter what you're going through, right place. But you need to understand the right name. The right name. It's the song says something about the name Jesus. See? Yeah. He says it's something. See, it was something he couldn't even put into words. It was something about the name Jesus. Hey, look, I can sit back and I can think back on a lot of things, but it was something. Something, no matter what I went through, what I knew, what situation I would have been sitting in the park, I would high as a kite, I'm like, Jesus. It was something about the name Jesus. Because when I was going through everything, I wouldn't have thought I'd be right here today. Wouldn't have been even standing up here. Ain't even good enough to be standing up here, but God.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. It's something. It's something about the name Jesus. Yeah, he say it's the sweetest. He says it's the sweetest thing. Yeah, it's the sweetest something, no matter what you're going through. Sometimes we can't even explain why we did what we did. Yeah, we can't even, why did you do it? I don't know. It was, but then we just knew, but we, it's a historical fact in my life that is something about that name.
Yeah,
yeah, no matter what I'm going through or what I might be thinking or what I might be taking myself through, it's just something about the name Jesus. I can't even seem to forget it when I'm going through something. It's something. Somebody gonna grab that. Sometimes we don't even know the words to say. Sometimes we don't even know how to just, we don't even want to. They say just pray about it. Just sometimes you can't say nothing but Jesus. Because it's something about the name. Yeah, it's something. It's something about that name. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing too. Because we could have been in hell. God could have took us. If he would have killed me that day, I'd have busted hell wide open. And God showed me that. I remember that. But it was something about the name Jesus. No matter what I was going through, that name. Yeah, that name. I was in situations that I didn't even know that God would bring me through. Didn't even know it was him, but he say I am. But it was right place, right situation to get me to where I am today. Yeah, because it's something about being in the right place. No matter what we think, it can be a place we put ourselves into. But when God is working something out in your life, I promise you it's the right place. But you have to understand the right name. Yeah, the right name. See, God, he encompasses every title. He encompasses every title. He's the God of all things.
Yeah.
Right place, right name. Put it in perspective. Yeah, it's something. See, we don't even know what it is sometimes, but somebody just say Jesus. Yeah, something about that. There's something about that name. That's very important that we understand that. Put them in this right place. Y'all be blessed.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."